I thought it was really nice.
Hell yeah!
What an intro today, dude.
Hey, yeah, the Kool-Aid Man today.
Kool-Aid Man busting in, dude. I've never heard a song. You know what? You're kind of leaning into this Adam Sandler voice.
Yeah,
and I really enjoy it.
Oh, for sure, dude.
Hell yeah. Welcome to In the Minivan
with Max and Mike.
This is a podcast about music, friendship,
and staying positive.
I'm Max.
I'm Mike.
Today I sound pretty horrible.
No, you don't sound as bad as you did yesterday.
No?
No, you sound much improved.
I feel like I sound like a cement truck, dude.
Really?
Like the inside of a cement
yesterday,
truck.
Yesterday you were like this.
Oh, it yesterday was cool. Emphasis. Yesterday sounded grizzled. Today sounds bad.
Dude, yeah. I mean, but on the phone you sounded normal. I forgot that your voice sounded so bad yesterday. That's
really?
How good you sounded this
I'll
morning.
Take it, dude. It's funny because like I was telling everybody it's because I saw men. I lost my voice because
I saw men.
Yeah,
tell me about that.
Dude, do you know anything about this movie?
No. It's called Men.
It's
though.
Called Men.
Man, ballsy.
It's very ballsy with very few balls.
Pun intended.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely, dude. And let me tell you, this shit did not, it wasn't for me. That's what I'll say about the movie, because if I say anything else, I'm afraid I'll lose my voice again. Dude, it's a movie. It's basically, you know, it sounds so bad whenever you talk about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if you're a man, there's no way of summarizing this movie that sounds good.
Could you try?
I'm going to do my best and understand that I understood the movie, I think.
Okay.
And I want to say that, like, you know, it's definitely an important piece of film that people should see. I didn't like it, but I understand why it's important. Essentially.
Oh, boy.
The movie is there's no good way.
You hated this shit.
I'm not going to say I hated,
you hated
it,
this
dude.
Movie.
That's not what I said. It's not what I said at all. The movie, Men, it is about the difficulties societally that women have around being believed by men and being, you know, understood and like accepted by men in a real way that's equal. And that's what the movie's about, I think.
Uh-huh.
And I understand that it's...
Well, those sound like good things.
They are, which is why it sucked, because the movie didn't do it for me. It's like the message I get, and I'm like, yeah, for sure. But there's some shit that happens in that movie where I'm like, I didn't need to see this.
Oh, sure.
It's pretty disgusting.
Oh, my God. I really got to see this and see what you're
I know,
about.
Because it's like when you say it, it just sounds so bad. But like when I say it's disgusting, there was a scene in that movie that I was just grossed out by. And I think you're supposed to be grossed out. But the problem is there's just, it's a, see the movie, you know, but I didn't give it a positive review on Letterboxd, and I woke up the next day and I couldn't talk.
You, is this the first movie you've ever reviewed on Letterboxd?
No, absolutely not.
That would be wild.
Not only is it the first, it's the last.
You create an account just to go with, like, may I just say, yeah, this movie was gross.
It's man, but it's tough because it's like, I understand that what the thing is, and I don't want to fucking bad talk it. It just wasn't my kind of movie.
Okay, well, I'm gonna see this movie and then maybe
report back. You'll sound like this, dude. If you don't like that movie and you sound like that, we won't even have to mention that you saw it. Everyone will understand. It's like, oh, Mike saw Men last night. That's why he sounds like the fucking disaster. Man.
All right. Okay, yeah. This is the challenge. You got to see Men and be able to describe it.
Right. I would love
more
to.
More than. All we know is it grossed you out, and it didn't.
The part that grosses me out will gross everybody out. Okay. I think that's fair. But tell us about it if you've seen Men. Go to the Discord. We're on Discord.
That's right.
If you want to shit talk Men as a concept or a movie, get in the Discord.
Yeah, and you know what? I've been thinking about the fitness journeys we've had in the Discord, and You know what? No journey necessary, dude. Just give us a pic of where you're at. Just if you want to show something off, throw it in the Discord.
Yeah, dude, it doesn't have to be your body. Yeah. We understand not everybody's comfortable with their muscle gains.
No,
yet.
Show it's us fine. Anything.
We accept you, but show us whatever you want.
Hamster
dude.
Memes.
Hamster memes. Do you have a cool sock that you were excited about when you bought?
We'd
love
really
to
specific,
see it.
But that's on the table.
Yeah, we want to see it all, dude. Or if you just want to talk, we'd love to talk.
Sure.
Get in the Discord and share the podcast in any way. We love doing this, and we know that the people that listen love it, so tell someone you don't think will love about it.
Yeah, or somebody you think will love it about it.
Or someone who might be indifferent and say, I don't really listen to podcasts, it's not for me. That's fine, too.
That's fine,
too. Give it to them. But fuck. All right, so yeah, I saw Men. What'd you been up to?
Dude, what have I been up to? I haven't seen any movies as much as I want to. I really just been, I caught a good groove. I'm biking to the library.
Yeah.
Bro. Bike to the library, do my little thing today.
What'd you do in the library?
I listened to last night's sets, which we should talk about because those are mad fun. And I tried to just write out notes from that set and then, you know, tag something if I could or just write stuff out I want to remember that I said in the moment that I feel. That's like a lot of what me listening to recordings is like doing quotation marks around something I said that I like. And
really
to remember it. Yeah.
Interesting.
But I feel like the only way to really remember it is to listen to it over and over again. But I haven't hit that point where I'm strong enough.
Are you writing your sets down before you go up?
Sometimes I do and sometimes I don't.
Yeah.
I like taking my notebook on stage. I never look at it. I just like having it.
I have to have it. It's a pacifier.
I love it.
Yeah, dude, because I don't know how it is for you, but like, well, I don't want to interrupt you. I'm sorry. You were taking notes and stuff. We can compare in a second.
No, but now I'm thinking about the notebook thing. I feel like a lot of people look down on it now that I think
about it. A lot of people do, and I fucking hate that.
Yeah.
Like, I really hate, there are some things people are like edgelordy about, like the shorts on stage. We're like, I don't wear shorts on stage.
Yeah.
It's like not for me, but it's like, who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
You know, whatever, if someone else wants to.
Dude, but you know
but what? Like, sorry, with the notebook, it's like, what are you implying that like these, like, it's like if I bring the notebook on stage, like clearly I wrote these jokes.
Yeah.
Clearly there's something I still thought of. And you think it's cheapened because I have like a note on stage that's like, hey, maybe you're going to forget this new thing you thought of. Maybe you might want to throw it in. Here it is on a notebook just in case. It's like, I don't think that that's fucking unprofessional. I don't think that that's.
I don't think so either. But as we're sitting here talking about it, I am thinking about it. And I've been doing it in situations where I don't need to. Like, that mic is a perfect example of like, fuck yeah, bring the notebook on stage. You out of your mind? Or just like a low press show. But I do think I've done it on shows where now I'm thinking about it and I'm like, oh shit, I probably didn't need to have it out there. It doesn't.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
You know?
Yeah, I do.
There's situations where it's like, yeah, maybe I should not bring this out for this larger show.
Right. Sure. But it's like, you know, when I went to Fargo or whatever and I was doing like an hour, I was like, well, I'm bringing the notebook.
Oh, yeah. I brought the notebook
on
stage.
You have to bring the notebook.
Oh, for sure.
But yeah, for like a 10, even like a 15 minute set that it's like, oh, I might not need to do this.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't have those shows very often and I'm okay with that. But it's like, I love bringing the notebook on because it's like a Rolodex of jokes. And I'm trying to do something with every set now where I try and leave myself space to riff.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to give myself time for that.
Trying to do the same thing.
Yeah, and I also want to try an old thing and a new thing.
Yeah.
Is the new thing is what I'm trying to do. So it's like I bring a notebook on stage for like smaller shows because it's
right,
like,
right.
Here's an old thing I might not have done because I forgot I did it. Or here's a new thing I wrote that I might have forgotten, whatever.
Right.
And I like having it there. Even if you don't look at it, it's like something about writing it down and having it there. It's like, I don't have to turn to it, but I know what's in there already.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah. Sometimes you do turn to it.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
I mean, sometimes you do. I'm like, oh shit, yeah, I got to do that.
Yeah.
And I think I like to do it because I just like trying to keep in mind all the stuff I'm trying to work on,
right,
and like throw in. Sometimes I'll take up, it's not a set list, it's just like a list of new jokes I want to try throwing in if I can at some point. And that's why I really like, dude, it was so nice to go to a mic last night, to go to Art's mic.
Dude, fuck it. Shout out to, there's very few open mics that I'm like, oh, I like going to this.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, this is a fun time and this feels like it's productive. There's a mic in the Lower East Side on Sundays. I'm not going to promote it because that's not what it's for.
And it's already got enough people at
it. It's fun as shit. And the people that run it are great. And one of them, our boy Art Kai.
Yes.
Fucking sent us, we'll get into his song in a second, but like that mic was so goddamn fun.
It's so
always
fun.
So much fun because it's like the people there are, they're not bullies.
No.
Which is so nice. It's like people that are genuinely like, oh, I'm interested in the jokes that people are telling and I want to see if they're funny.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have that fucking like, oh, I'm fighting these people. They're not me. So I need to do better than them and I need to improve on, you know, whatever.
Right.
I fucking hate that vibe. But like, I'm all about these friendly mics now, dude.
Dude, they're great.
They're good as shit. And I got to like, yeah, we got to go up early. And do like, ooh, it felt good.
It felt good.
And just do some new shit and some old shit.
Do you know the name of the lady that also runs it with?
Meredith.
Or, Meredith.
Meredith and Fernando. They're all three of them.
I saw a bit of Fernando last night, too.
So funny. Dude, they're all three just like funny people.
Yeah,
they're nice and they're good. And I can't stress enough
comedy
how much I enjoy being around them. This is great. This is really nice.
Dude, hell yeah.
Yeah. What were you going to say about it?
I was just going to say, I really like the mic. It's nice to be around younger comics that you can see are like good. And you're like, oh, y'all are going to be great if you just keep doing this. The thing I liked about the mic was that I didn't have to do anything old at all. I can look at my notebook and I can literally just go, this is a new joke.
Yeah.
This is a new joke. This is a new joke. I don't have to couch it in between some other shit. I don't have to do anything other than tell the joke.
Yes.
And people will laugh at the joke itself's merit.
Right.
And I don't know. It's just, I love that, having that as an option.
Dude.
And not trying to weave a spell where you're like, here's some old stuff. And then there's the new thing, slipped it in.
Right. You don't have to impress anybody.
No.
And it's very nice. And it's like, you don't even have to impress other comics because the people there understand what it is.
Absolutely.
And that's rare. At a lot of open mics, it's like, people are like, impress me.
Yeah.
You know, I want you to prove to me. It's like, fuck you, dude. Like, just try something new.
Yeah.
And have fun.
And have fun.
Have fun, dude.
And if you're having fun, you know what? You're
can't
not bombing.
Go wrong. That's
you're not
right.
bombing if you're having fun.
That's right. Dude, I got to try an old one and it was like, oh, I'm like feeling it again.
Yeah.
It wasn't working. And I was like, I'm still enjoying this.
Well, your voice sounded, it did sound crazy.
I know, dude. It wasn't good.
Anyway.
Yeah, it sounded.
Remember Doocy Eye.
Yeah, I know. I felt like I should have been like one of those smokers that had a fucking throat removed just with a mic. I really thought about just being that guy for a while. I want to meet that stand up because there's definitely a guy
I
going
I thought
up.
About that having to be me.
Really?
So many times where I'm like, dude, am I going to fucking, have I done too much dip, smoked too many cigarettes? One day I'm going to be, you never want to be the jawless guy. You remember seeing the jawless guy growing up? And then the fucking.
I'd rather have a heart attack and die. Then be that guy?
No, I thought about being buzzer voice guy, and I'm like, we could make it work.
Yeah,
we could do something with that.
Just popping up behind you, you're gonna buy that.
Yeah, on stage. I mean, if Stephen Hawking, rest his soul, God rest his soul, can have a career sitting in a fucking chair with a computer,
he was doing
voice,
much more important work.
I would argue that. Yeah, you might be right about
I mean,
that.
I think the reason Stephen Hawking was so successful is he sounded smarter than the computers that he was trying to out. Dude.
This is true. Do you think the computers made him sound smarter, though? Do you think?
Oh, yeah,
people
dude.
People were like, I mean, we should listen to him. He fucking...
I like to believe that his voice prior to losing it sounded like the voice we do on the episodes, where it's just like, no one's going to fucking pay attention to this guy, dude. This guy's a fucking weirdo. And then the computer's like, we can rebuild him.
I wonder why. I feel like he kept his initial computer voice as like a gimmick, because they updated computer voice software, but he kept sounding like this. And they could have made him sound like, hello then, how are you? No, I think it was branding. I think he was like, how are they going to know it's Steve?
Right. He wasn't a good person from what I understand.
Wait, we can't just throw that on Stephen Hawking.
No, dude, from what I understand, he was like a bad dude.
From what I know, Stephen Hawking was a real piece of shit.
Yeah, I know he cheated on his wife a bunch.
Oh, they all cheat on their wives. Jesus.
Can you imagine the charm you've got to have with a voice like that?
But he's like a brilliant mind.
Who gives a shit, dude?
Ladies can appreciate a brilliant mind.
I guess. I don't know, man. He's a nerd, first and foremost.
Yeah, but he's like, how many times do I say brilliant mind, dude? He's a brilliant mind.
I hear you, dude, but it's like, I think you think that I'm just like, no, dude, it's the wheelchair that's stopping him. And it's not that at all. How he got a first wife before he was paralyzed blows me away.
Why?
Because he's such a fucking, like, geeky nerd, but
he's educated. He's stable. He's got a job. He doesn't need charm, Max.
Everybody needs charm.
I'm sure he had a degree of charm.
Maybe. I guess we'll never know.
He's a charmless piece of shit. That's what you think of Steven.
That's what I think of Steven. I'm coming out against him, dude.
I do think there were people that worked with Steven that didn't agree with him, and they were like, do we always just have to agree with this guy because he's in a fucking wheelchair?
It's like Men, dude. It's like the movie Men. You have to like it, or you're...
A piece of shit.
Or you're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he's not a piece of shit, but Art Kai, who runs this mic, and he runs a newsletter that I just subscribed to, and I think you should too. Every Thursday, he sends out two songs that he's listening to. Kind of sounds like he's trying to do what we do.
I think he was doing it before us.
He's probably done it before us, but... Regardless.
We're about to do what he does.
Absolutely. We're biting Art's thing, dude. And I'm cool with it because Art's cool. And he listens to this. And I think that rocks.
It does rock.
But he sent one of his songs. He posted in the Discord and then it was on his newsletter. And I fucking really enjoyed it. Do you want to just jump into some music?
Yeah, let's do it.
We can. Dude. He sent us this song. It's called Ostavi Trag by September, and from what it's like, this was a sample on the new Kendrick album, right?
Yeah, yeah,
that's what it was. But I fucking really, this is wild shit. It's hard to sell this song right now.
No, this is great. Are you kidding?
I like it, but I can also understand.
Sorry. No, you got drafted.
Yeah, this is some hypnotic shit.
It is.
This is.
Unfortunately, we have to.
I know.
Skip around.
Yeah, skip to a little bit further in. It's kind of in. Yeah. This is. I mean, this really. Missed us for horny songs. This is some sexy shit.
This is making love,
dude. This is you're making love, and even in your brain, you see the volcano going off. You see trees like growing up in fast motion. Just the petals of a dandelion flying around. This is like mental sex.
An amoeba evolving.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Primordial ooze. This is very, very like primal.
I mean, it's very much like the cover for this song.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, we'll figure out a way to get that.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, dude, I fucking love this. And Art was telling us this was used for a sample on the new Kendrick album. Right?
Yeah, which I have not listened to I'm trying to mentally prepare myself.
Yeah, I listened to it once, but very lightly and was like, I need to go back.
Yeah.
And it's great. Like, you want to tell, I know last week we were talking about like what makes a good hip hop song for you versus me. Like, I like lyrics. You like flow a lot. And like, this was one of those things. Kendrick is one of those dudes where I'm like, oh, this is flow that I like enjoy and like really lock in with.
Sure.
I really like the, and this album, like he really fucking brings it.
Yeah, it's like digestible bus driver type stuff. Kendrick Lamar is like good at, is what bus driver like wishes he...
I think you're right.
No, not totally. It's a device that he uses in some songs. It's not like how he raps all the time. No. That was the thing. That was bus driver's only
tool.
Fucking Kendrick can drop into that fast, intricate shit, and then
get right back to like, and the beat comes with him.
Yeah.
And that's what's cool, dude.
And he switched. I mean, he's just, yeah, he's doing incredible stuff.
This new album, I on flow alone, I'm giving it a 10.
It is a shame that we don't have one of the songs from that album for this episode, but we'll do it on the next
one. I didn't want to because I wasn't sure if you would listen to, I want to listen to the whole thing completely before I'm like picking songs.
I think what we need to start doing are episodes where we tribute certain artists and we pick our three songs from
them. Oh, dude, we should do that for Patreon.
Ooh.
Ooh. We'll discuss it at a later date.
The Patreon.
We're working on it. We are working on it. It's coming. Dude, water sucks, man. This is a very Sandler heavy episode, dude.
All right.
But yeah, what you got is, what's your first song?
Man, I don't even know which song to get into first, simply because they're all such varying vibes.
Yeah.
But based on what we've heard so far, I don't think we're ready for two of these songs. So I'm going to throw a curveball.
Please.
This is a song I originally heard in a Bo Rat movie, but...
Okay.
It's really good.
Wait. Say that again?
It's a song I originally heard in a Bo Rat movie.
Bo Rat?
Bo Rat.
Bo Rat. Hey, Bo Rat, you sound like a character in Bo Rat. You sound like one of the Bo guys...
Bo Rat, don't ever let anybody... tell you who you are. You remember that? The dude, the fucking... It's from the first Bo Rat movie, all
dude,
right?
Do you remember
the first...
I think
he's in both.
Do you remember the first time you saw Bo Rat?
Dude, yes!
Holy
incredible.
Shit,
incredible. I was with my older brother, Johnny, and he took me... Oh, my fucking God.
Yeah.
What an incredible theater-going experience.
Do you remember where you saw it?
I saw it maybe at an AMC in, like, Alpharetta or
something. I went to Perimeter Point. I saw Perimeter Point with...
Holy shit.
We went and... I just remember I had sunflower seeds for whatever reason. And
not
I
a
kept,
bad move in a dude, fucking movie.
Yeah, I kept spitting them out because I couldn't stop laughing.
Of course.
I was like, this is one of the wildest. It's like that and The Hangover. When you first see both of those and you...
I was going to say Napoleon Dynamite. The first time, because I did both with my brother, I saw Bo Rat and Napoleon Dynamite. Two incredibly... I can't say it any other way. I really know. Two incredibly, formed the
dude,
sense of humor. For
Napoleon
years.
Dynamite still holds up.
I have
so
to space
well.
Out how many times I watched because I watched it obsessively when I was a kid, and now I put it on and it didn't like bring me any joy.
I saw it like four times in theaters. I remember that was like a movie.
Really?
I kept going, and I just watched it again like last month, and it's incredible.
It's so good,
dude. You know what? I never realized as a kid. The other high schoolers are like 30.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like adults in these like crazy gym class outfits.
Dude, also, I got to shout this out. My elementary school, my fourth grade teacher, Miss Costello, who was the theater teacher at St. Jude's, my teacher, was like one of the first people that like was cool, a teacher that really liked me, you know what I mean? Her son was in Napoleon Dynamite in the martial arts class. He's cross-legged on the mats.
No shit. That's one of the funniest scenes of like movie history.
It is. But when you're a kid and you find that out, you're like, I know a fucking celebrity.
I'm a
movie star,
dude. Yeah, man. Oh my God. That fucking scene when Kip goes for that kick and he does the spin move.
Grammy here.
Yeah.
What does he say? Other arm. My other arm. That was it. Other arm.
Dude, it's funny because like I've always imagined like that must have been some famous comic that they threw in for that role. Like, you know, it feels like a Rob Riggle role or something
like
that.
Well, the guy they got is the guy from like the, we have to know this actor's name. He's like,
I don't know.
He's been all over.
Really?
Dude, yeah. I mean, he was one of the kids in the Beverly Hillbillies. He was one of Jed Clampett's kids. He's in Better Things on FX.
I haven't seen it. I've heard
he's
of that.
He's in Veep. I mean, he's a character actor that's fucking great, and he's been all over, and I don't know his name.
I don't know his name. If you know his name, Discord, we'll be there. No, but I fucking...
Oh, he's the fucking guy in Office Space. He's his neighbor. It's like...
I gotta rewatch Office Space, dude. I don't know, man. Office Space is a movie that I like, but I don't know it like everybody else.
Okay, that's fair.
I know the TPS report thing. That's about it.
All right, I got it. But I got it, but
I will rewatch.
What the fuck are we talking about?
Napoleon Dynamite.
Of course. And Borat.
Borat.
Which is what this song is from. And this song really goes.
Let's hear it. What is it?
Okay. She says it at the beginning. It's Amarici Amari. It is Hungarian and Gypsy fiddle music.
Okay.
Sokolum is the lady's name. And she's still alive and she's still rocking and she makes great stuff.
Let's hear. Oh, shit. Is this when they're in the village?
Yeah.
Yes.
But this song's great.
Have you been listening to this?
It's also when I feel like when the car travels,
answer
they'll
the
use
question.
This song.
Have you been listening to this?
All the time.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, dude.
Hi. La 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 la.
You are so lucky to have a car, man, because there's shit that, like, I think I would put on, but I'm like, I don't know. Like, even if people see me listening to it on a train.
No, dude, you start taking the highways and you're in fucking Virginia, North Carolina. You listen to whatever you want.
Absolutely. I mean, I get it.
And you have run out of, like, you burned yourself out on your other shit, so you just get into some weird stuff.
Sure, sure. I mean.
And it's not even that weird.
It's not that weird. It's just, it's unexpected. And it's something that I feel
think it's
like
good for the master playlist. I've come
I
to
do
serve
too.
The master playlist as my lord, dude.
I appreciate that. Well, you know, there's one jam missing on the master playlist. We haven't listened to it on an episode, and when it comes, it will come.
Oh,
but,
shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
I do.
But this kind of leads me into that direction. You know what I mean?
Okay.
We shouldn't play it.
Oh, okay.
Or should we?
Maybe. No.
Let's
we
save
give it.
It. That's a special
we give
one.
Give it its props.
That will get its own. But this, like, this is a... This, Hungary, like this is a song I feel like you had to search for. It's not like something.
This no, this is watching
Borat.
Borat movies and Shazamic.
Oh,
I swear to God, straight from the movie, baby.
Oh, you don't have to swear to God. Like I believe it happened 100%.
Or did I look it up? I think I looked it up. Anyway, it was like stuck in my head after watching
really
the movie, and I was like, that song fucking rips.
Interesting.
Do it. That's not do it.
Right. Have you listened to any of her
no,
other music?
No, I'm so bad about that.
Yeah, me too.
We got a long journey to be in musical tastemakers.
Well, that's the thing. That's who we are, dog. We've come up with the tagline. We're ignorant tastemakers.
Ignorant tastemakers.
We are. Yeah, that's who we
are.
In
a world full of music where there is so much to consume, we can only go off our ears, what we hear at a time, and what we think is fun and cool and nice and a good song. And we don't have time to dig into these artists.
You're right.
You know how many other songs there are out there to venture around?
At least 10,000.
Millions and ten thousands.
Millions and ten thousands, dude. And we can't sift through everything.
We can't, but I would like to devote more time to sifting through stuff, you know, bone up.
I think I'm pretty good about, like, if I find an artist that really, like, hits with me, I will listen to what they've got. Like,
yeah.
Dude, when you said, again, man, I know I fucking bring this album up, but that Dijon album that you sent me.
Oh, yeah, that was a fun one.
That's one where I was like, I have to listen to everything.
Yeah.
I have to.
Yeah, you were compelled to.
Yeah, man. It's not often that happens, but, like, it's not that often I'm compelled to new songs.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but when I am, I'm like, fuck, I'll check out everything. Like, when I found Justin Townes Earl.
Of course.
It was like, I have to hear everything this guy ever did.
Yeah.
And, like, I mean, there are a few artists with that shit where I'm like, oh, yeah, man.
Yeah.
I have to dig.
Isaiah Rashad.
Yeah.
Yep. That was definitely one. I feel like I did that with Parquet Courts for a second.
I never got into them, but I have to.
Dude, fucking Anderson .Paak.
I love it. Dude, that was a big... Anderson .Paak for me was a big one.
Gotta go through that category.
That, dude, one of the other things I've got, I know that... I think we've talked about this. I don't think you're the biggest Blue fan, right?
I like Blue, but I went through his whole new album, and it's... Sometimes I enjoy it, but it's harder for me to wrap my ears around.
It's because it either... Blue has two moods, and it's either gotta be raining to listen to some of it.
Which, Dancing in the Rain is like one of my all-time favorite tracks. I was doing comedy in Los Angeles and taking the bus and riding my bike and just like bombing, I would listen to that song over and over
again.
Dude,
it's... The fucking song I put on, this was a big one when I started, before we play it, because it's like... Dude, this was when I was like, when you first start and you when you first start and you're like, I'm hot shit, I'm good at comedy. And then it starts to set in where it's like,
this hurts
a lot. And it's like, you look for shit that's like going to pump you up. Like this was something when I used to like in Atlanta going to mics and like not knowing anybody. It's like, I have to like get myself in this zone and this mood for like, no, dude, you will conquer. You never do. But it's like, this was a song I used to put on all the time, specifically walking from where I lived at the Pencil Factory Lofts to like Speakeasy. That was like a 10-minute walk, 5-minute walk. And I'd listen to this. This is like, this is My World Is by Blue and Exile. This is the first Blue and Exile album too.
Oh yeah.
And this is the song, dude. And this shit opens hard. It's not my favorite Blue and Exile record, but come on. There it is. God, I love this. Does this do it for you?
Yeah, I'm listening.
I still my name fucked up on the flyers. And if you see the E dropping, it's like they drop an E from the beats. E is dropping, got your beats. E is dropping, and the world keeps watching them. Dude. Whatever he's sampling on it fucking hits so hard. Yeah. I love that beat. I don't think we hear it as well through these headphones and like the mixer and shit.
Dude, yeah.
But like that beat is so full.
Okay, this is my thing. Because I actually, no, now that I think about it, I went through a big Blue phase.
Yeah.
And it was like he released this whole album that pretty much got deleted by accident. Sure. And then he tried to save it. And so all the recordings are like fucked up. But it's like way rawer and way cooler. And he made... And it just vibes so much harder, like this song Crown and this other stuff.
Yeah.
And the Exile stuff, the Blue and Exile stuff, that just feels
overproduced
compared to other stuff he's done that I really like.
Have you heard the Give Me My Flowers While I Can Still Smell Them, that album?
Is that the newest one?
No.
Where it's like pictures of trees?
No, that's For Miles the last Blue and Exile record. But they did one. It's got sick fucking cover art. It's a great record. Like, play any song on that album if you're down. I'd be curious to hear what you think about it. Woo! Isn't this shit great? Off the rip. It's like, it's got that J. Dilla vibe. That like,
dude, oh yeah.
Yeah, man. It's so good. This is my favorite of their records.
Yo, cool. Hell yeah, dude.
Add it to the playlist,
dude. Of course, right now.
But yeah, I mean, dude, that's the thing. I've been on like a big J. Dilla kick this week.
Oh, J. Dilla's the shit.
Yeah, man. And
that
was
a big one in college too. Was listening to a lot of J.
Dilla. I'm getting back into like my, because this is all shit I found when I was like 20, 21 or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like trying to get back to that because like that whole going to mics and shit, I'm trying to get back into the vibe of like.
Beginner mind, dude.
Yeah, man. And this is
Let's go.
And like, dude, you'll hear even on the other song I picked. You asked if I had a theme. I didn't realize I do. I fucking do. But yeah, man, I love this shit. Like when I think about hip hop that really appeals to me, it's this like, you call it backpack, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I you're the first person I've ever heard say that, and I'm sure it's a real term that like I just am not familiar with. But like, dude, this is the best to me. This is like my favorite. It feels like this feels like the natural progression from shit like De La Soul and A Tribe Called Quest.
Oh, absolutely it is.
And it's like, that's the hip hop I liked and anyway.
This is like, when I was in college, it was all this type of
stuff. Yeah, dude, I've got young boy music taste, dude.
No, I think all this music's good, and to find it at any time is good.
I'm free, dude. I'm free to listen to music. Dude, we're all free, brother.
Because this shit was like super motivating to me.
Yeah, I mean, man.
So if you can get a piece of that, go ahead and get it,
dude,
bro.
I'm coming back to it, man. But yeah.
Oh, but so... Were you into Blue and Exile back in the day, too?
Yes. So when I lived in the Sampson Street Lofts was when I found it behind the hangar.
Word.
In that shed. So my roommate at the time, dude, did you ever meet my old roommate, John?
I think I did.
You must have. He was like a producer for, a hip-hop artist we don't really talk about. And I wouldn't even call him hip-hop. I'd call him more R&B. And I'd call him very R. Chicago. Kelly. Yeah. And, dude... he was very tapped into like the underground hip hop scene while working with like R. Kelly.
Uh-huh.
And he got me into this like really fucking hard.
Yeah.
And yeah, man. But now I'm coming back to it and I'm like, oh, this is what I fucking love. Yeah, dude. But yeah, man, what else you got on here?
Man, so I got some different vibes.
That's okay. We're ignorant tastemakers.
Ignorant tastemakers. The thing I think I'm going to do, I think we're going to keep it in the hip-hop vein real quick. And put on a little bit of something that I just, dude, I never gave 3-6 Mafia the proper, like, listens.
Uh-huh.
And
I haven't
think,
either.
I think about a year ago I really got into it. And this is just one of my favorite tracks.
What is it?
It's the song is called Rainbow Colors.
You can hear them saying rainbow colors in that synth. Rainbow colors, rainbow colors.
Ooh.
Dude.
I should have skipped forward.
No, it's cool.
Shit. No, I should have.
Oh. Yup. I definitely fuck with this too.
That's the surf, motherfucker. That's the surf. Get low.
Dude. This is like late night at any bar, dude. I fucking, yes.
That shit be good as fuck.
But this is the other side of hip-hop that I really fucking love, dude.
Oh, there's so many sides to hip-hop, my friend.
I know, but...
And that dude, this shit is so cool. Just like the fucking horror beats that they work with and just make it all sinister and shit. That's great.
This doesn't strike me as sinister.
No? What does it strike you as?
No, dude. This is like gold and snakes. I see a fucking car... plated in gold with a gold car, purple snakes, dude. I'm looking at fucking Lakers colors, dude, coming at me, dude. And that snake's like, it's like rainbow colors. And it's just fucking hissing, dude. You don't see that?
No.
What are you, blind? This is what this song screams at me, man. I love this, dude. I'm glad you like it so much. Smoke screen, dude. I see big shit happening back here. I feel like royalty. That was great. Like
you got any?
Well, it's funny because like you know I have a joke that I still open with all the time about like the ska band I was in 3-6 Ska.
Oh yeah,
but like I've never given 3-6 Mafia a real listen.
Oh shit!
And dude,
they're Oscar winners, bro.
Really?
Yeah.
For what? Hustle and Flow.
Hustle and Flow,
dude. That's a movie I haven't seen in so long that I
also
fucking...
that's a great movie and it's testament to what we do here where it's like anybody can make music, baby.
Yes.
If you got it in your heart, baby, just takes a couple friends at your back.
I love start that, doing dude.
It. Dude, DJ Qualls is in it. Fucking Anthony Anderson's in it.
Mm-hmm. Dude, DJ Qualls was popping up for some reason on Twitter. He was trending recently. The new guy was trending.
And DJ man, what an integral part of my childhood.
Dude, there are so many pieces that like I see watching that movie now where I'm like, oh, this like defined me as a kid. The new guy.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That movie specifically. Like, dude, so much of my life was trying to fucking date the Zooey Deschanel character. I was so in love with that character, man. And like thinking like maybe I'll go to prison on a field trip essentially. And like maybe I'll wear dark blue navy denim, dude. Maybe
I really changed his whole vibe when he changed to that dark blue denim.
The coolest jacket of all time.
Coolest.
I'm sorry, what were you going to say?
I think about that movie all the time.
Who's
I
was the bitch
about,
now?
I was walking out of my bedroom this morning and I thought, look at that freak sitting at the top of the tower. Move. And it's after he like kicks his ass in the hall, dude, or he makes it look like, and he goes, who's the bitch now?
There's so many pieces of that movie I think about, but don't equate to that movie.
Yeah.
Like the fucking tattoo he gives himself on the hand.
And spider?
Like, yeah, dude. But like there's
the
a part where
comes out his spiders.
Yes, dude. But there's a part where his hair kind of moves as he's getting it because like he's just got that wispy hair.
Yeah.
I think about that all the time, the way his hair moved in that shot. And I never remember it's from the new guy.
Classic.
Anyways, that's a weird thing to remember about that movie.
Down memory lane from the boys.
Oh yeah, dude.
All right, what's your next song?
So to keep it with that fucking like starting over and like getting like psyched and shit again. The last song I've got in here, it's a War on Drugs song. This album came out right before I moved to New York.
Okay.
And this was my moving to New York album. And I'm fucking trying to get like sparks back and shit.
Uh-huh.
I listen, not the song I put on. The song I didn't put on here is Strangest Thing. It's my favorite song he's ever done, but I didn't think it would do well on this podcast. But this whole album, I'll put it on. If you walked around Chelsea with this shit on, well, not you. This is a me thing. I just fucking remember my first Monday living in New York, going to Whiplash at UCB Chelsea.
Oh, yeah.
Seeing Rory Scovel, getting high with him outside the bar. It's like, hey, you just moved to New York. Cool. And that was it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And thinking like, wow, I'm going to do okay here.
Yeah.
And listening to this album, walking around Chelsea to get to the L train, and I took the long way, baby. This song fucking
took the long way.
This song fucking rips. I did put Strangest Thing on here. I did. Fuck. Okay.
What did you want it to be?
No, this is, you know, No. This is the song. Is this the song? I didn't put it on because it didn't start that strong, but it gets to a point. So can I hit this?
Absolutely.
And I'm just going to hit the time. This is Strangest Thing by The War on Drugs. This is the greatest. No, it's not. That was still Rainbow Colors, but this is Strangest Thing. Have you heard this? Imagine it's October 2017. You've just moved to New York City, and you're going to take on the world. You're looking up at the big buildings. You're just a boy from Atlanta. You've never seen buildings like this. Dude.
All right.
And it kind of like goes on this tip for a while. But I'm going to skip to where this song really breaks
in. Hit it, hit it.
And this shit will fucking kick your dick in the dirt. Ooh, I'm early. I'm going to let it go for a second. God, here we go. Look up at the stars. Hell, you might be walking down the sidewalk think, I might do a little spin. A little cool boy spin.
Oh, we're spinning again?
This is a spin song for sure. I fucking love this song. I love this album.
I like that song
this
too.
This shit like holds a very special place in my heart. I love it so goddamn much.
Hell yeah.
Have you ever listened to them?
No.
Dude.
Definitely heard about them a good
bit. Do you listen to Kurt Vile?
Sometimes.
So the War on Drugs is the guitarist from Kurt Vile's band.
Right, right, right.
And man, it is some of the most incredible music I've ever heard.
I think I've listened. Oh yeah, I got some War on Drugs in here. Arms Like Boulders, Strangest yep. Thing.
Oh, well, that's the song.
That was the song I just liked it. The only song I listened to was Arms Like Boulders, but I've listened to that song a lot.
That one's good, but dude, that album specifically is magic.
Hell yeah.
He put out a new one that's great too. Everything he does is great. I really like War on Drugs, and I'd love to see them live. They seem like a great live act.
Hell yeah. All right, well, I think we've feathered this nicely into this last track. We got a little guitar on that last one.
Yes, sir.
And we've... The last couple songs, a little bit
somber. Oh, I remember what the last song is.
This song, buddy. So, Max, tell the story of how we got to see this band live.
Oh, my goodness. So, this is Wild Rivers is the band.
Which, you could call it cheesy pop.
I'm not going to, and guitar. I'll tell you why. I was a fucking hater.
I know.
Up top, I was like... So, basically, what happened is one of my oldest friends, Old Sea Brigade, is the band that is music, and it's great. You should check out Old Sea Brigade. He calls me one day. He's like, hey, man, what are you doing this week? I was like, I got nothing. He was like, can you come down to DC and be my tour manager for 3 days? And I was like, fucking, I think so. That sounds easy enough. All you got to do is drive around, get to a hotel, make sure the boy leaves. Hey, he's not a partier. It's going to be easy.
It's a quiet boy.
Quiet boy. He's like, yeah, I'm opening for this band. They're called Wild Rivers. And I was like, yeah, great. That sounds like fun. He's like, I'll pay you this. I was like, you're nailing it, dude. Everything sounds good. And then I listened to Wild Rivers. And up top, I was like, you know what, dude? I don't like this. Not even not for me, dude. This is one of those like, nope, I really don't like this. And I think I was just like kind of bitter that my friend wasn't the headliner.
Sure.
And I was like, and I'm trying to find fault in the headliner and be like, they're not as good as my friend band.
Right, right.
And then I saw them live. So I was selling merch and I'm in the showroom.
And you got me a ticket.
Well, this is the first night in DC.
Oh, right, right.
And I'm watching them and I'm like, okay, clearly they are good. Like, I'm willing to concede that they are good. They may not be for me, but they're good.
Dude, that live performance is great.
And then the next night we go to New York and we're in, we go to Le Poison Rouge was where the show is. And I told you, I was like, hey, dude, yeah, I'm doing this. Do you want to come? I don't know if you like this band. And you text me back, you're like, yo, dude, this band has a song or two that I really fucking love.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, Michael, well, they're not that good, dude. And you're like, no, dude, you're wrong. And you show up and I'm watching this show. And at the end of it, I'm like, I might be this band's biggest fan.
Dude, their live performance
amazing.
Is great.
Amazing.
I didn't realize just, first of all, how beautiful the lead singer is.
Both of all three
know,
of the lead singers.
But the female is just like, she's got such a presence on stage. She's fucking like, dude, she's so pretty. And
I
then,
met her parents.
Really?
Mm-hmm. They bought Ben's merch. They were so sweet.
Hell yeah. And the fucking male lead singer is just like, God, hello, damn. Tall, dark, and handsome.
Holy shit.
My name's Mike.
Yeah.
I was like,
he's not even that tall.
And that's, you love it. That's what I love.
Dude. They're so fucking cool.
Tell me he's my height and I'll shit him.
He's not that much taller than you.
Ooh, thank
you. He's maybe an inch or two taller.
Let's go.
At most.
That's okay.
He's got perfect hair. He's got cool earrings. The whole band.
Cool earrings.
So fucking nice, dude. And they do cool shit. They're like, yeah, man, no, we're doing this thing. No bottled water in the riders. So like we're all about like trying to do right by the environment.
And we're getting money to go see the Harry Styles show.
That's true. And they fucking rock.
I can't hate on it.
I can't hate on them because not only are they like really fucking good. Like I really do enjoy the music now that I've like listened to it and like been like, oh no, this is like good, good. And
yeah.
It's great. But they're nice fucking people.
That's great.
And they deserve any and all success coming their way. I fucking love those guys. I love this song. What song did you put
this
on?
This is Speak Too Soon by Wild Rivers. And I just have such vivid memories of her singing this live, just nodding and bobbing into the audience. And it was great, man.
It's beautiful. I'm going to add one more Wild Rivers song.
Y'all are
going to
call
too.
This corny, but we don't
No, they
care.
Won't because it's good.
Oh.
On a summer day, flying out of broken soil.
Damn, can we just play all the? I don't want to turn these songs off, dude.
You know what? Because the singer follows me on Instagram, I can. If anything happens, we'll settle out of court,
yeah, yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
There's, I threw one more Wild River song on there.
I got it bad for you, babe.
Oh, here it comes, dude.
Guess I don't know anything about it.
This was so good to watch live.
Amazing, dude. This was the song. When
it's
they,
so much more powerful live.
When
this
they
kind of muted.
When they played this live that first night I saw them, I was like, oh. It was like a jaw dropper.
Yeah,
where I was
yeah.
like, this is amazing.
So good.
That and I threw one more song on the playlist.
Let's
theirs.
Do it.
Have you heard this one? I do.
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit. This is the one that like I heard them play live, and I like immediately turned to my phone to like look up the lyrics and like find this song. I love this band. And this song,
that.
God, they're good.
You don't want my love no more. Honey, I can shake that.
I come, you go. Back around.
That's such a, ooh.
Dude, the chorus. The chorus on this song kicks so much ass right here, dude.
Dude, missing in a Springsteen track. I don't listen in the way I act. Like I don't go thinking, but I do.
It's just an old. Oh, God, I love
okay,
it.
Okay,
we can't give
it all to him.
God damn it. Listen to that band. Such good people.
So good.
And they are cool as shit, dude. The drummer, the light guy.
Dude, white guys aces.
Dog, well, because, you know, that was a pretty cool moment for me. I was part of the crew.
Uh-huh.
I was with all the union guys, right?
So, yeah, the Teamsters.
The Teamsters, dude. It's just this guy is from Texas, and he's kind of like, you can tell he's like, he thinks he's really dumb and he thinks all of his charm comes from being dumb, but he's not. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, he'll do that little dumb thing like, you know, it was pretty fucked up at this night. And he's like trying to be cool. But he's like, you're just a good dude. Yeah. And he's like, yeah, let's go get tattoos. I was like, I'll get tattooed with you. He was like, it's my first day. I was like, it's my first day, dude. We were boys,
this dude's getting fired.
Well, I only did 2 days at the door. And then
this dude got fired.
Probably. But he was the nicest guy. Band was great. I fucking love Wild Rivers, dude. If you're listening, you should check them out.
For sure.
Hell the fuck. Yeah, man. God damn. Is that all the jams we got?
That's all the jams, dude.
Oh, my God. Shit, yeah. I think we got some folks on the way in, though.
Yeah, I think we do.
I think we got a little party starting.
Yeah, wait, what's all this now?
Who is that?
Chocolate. It's good to be back in Texas. I tell you, I haven't been here in 10 years. Oh my God, how things have changed. This isn't my home anymore. Maybe it never was. Maybe. Maybe it's true what they say. You can't go home again.
Can't go home again. That's gone. Can't go home again. Can't go home again.
I remember when these electric doors used to be saloon doors.
When they used to be saloon doors?
Yep.
What was that? How long ago was that?
Oh, my, 250 years ago.
How old are you?
Well, I'm only 70, but I used to go to the replica bars.
There's replica bars?
There used to be.
Well, no, those are gone now?
They're gone.
What's in its place?
This office where
This
whole town has been gentrified.
I know how that goes.
I remember. I miss the old days when there were tumbleweeds.
What were the old days?
Well, those were also 250 years. I watched a lot of reenactments.
Oh, okay.
I long for a simpler time I wasn't a part of.
Hey, can I get you guys anything to drink?
Yeah, I'll have a warm glass of milk, and if you have a shot of Hershey syrup.
You want a warm glass of milk and a shot of Hershey syrup?
Yeah, that would do me just fine.
Okay, and for you, sir?
I'll just have water.
Water. I remember when that was something I used to be able to drink.
Cool, everybody. I get those orders in.
I appreciate that, Tommy.
You think it's bad that I'm just here drinking water?
No, are you gonna order food?
I don't know. What's good here?
Well, I don't know. This is an office park. We're just at the coffee shop. I think it's a little inconsiderate that you're going to make her work if you're not going to pay her for her service.
I mean, so you do think it's inconsiderate, because that's what I was wondering. But
oh, absolutely. Yeah. I think it's, all right, it's then rude. It's inconsiderate.
I'll get something. What is it that you got again?
I got warm milk with a shot of Hershey's if she has it.
And I think it didn't seem like she didn't have it. Well, so maybe I'll do that too.
It's not bad. Are you lactose intolerant?
I don't think so, but I don't think anybody's supposed to drink milk. Have you heard that?
I have. I'm very lactose intolerant. I do this so I can shit my brains out. And that's how I like to start my day.
Oh,
it's it's only 6 a.m. I'm older, though. I've got to keep my colon empty if I want to live long.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's cool. Grandpa, honestly, it's just nice to finally be talking to you, be getting to know you.
I know. It's been a hard
I just haven't seen you like my whole life. And
well, that's because I went out for a pack of smokes and never came back.
Yeah, and I can, my dad didn't want me to see you, but I was like, okay, I'll come. You know, it was up to me. It's my choice, and I just wanted to see where I came from. And
wow.
You seem like an interesting guy. Is there,
sure.
Hey, I got your milk with the Hershey syrup.
Can you get the boy a glass, too?
Yeah, I was just wondering if I could get a glass of milk with the Hershey syrup also.
Yeah, sure. No problem. I got that. There's your syrup, and I'll be right back with that.
I appreciate that, Tom.
Yeah, thank you. So yeah, was there anything?
I mean, there are a lot of things that I wanted.
What have you been up to for all these years?
Well, what have I been up to? Well, I mean, I actually had to go back to work once I left the family.
I mean, I would assume we all have to work. What do you mean back to work?
Well, I used to be retired, but you know, when you leave.
What age did you retire at?
70.
70?
60.
But you left your family when they were young?
No. I left you when you were young. I raised your father. I just did not want to deal with being a grandfather. I went out for a pack of smokes.
Wow.
You know, being a father, that's something.
My dad always said you weren't in his life.
No, I was very much, he didn't want to spare you the embarrassment of knowing that, you know, I could handle fatherhood, but grandfatherhood.
Holy shit, are you serious?
Yes, grandfatherhood.
Wait, what was it about me that you didn't want to just be a grandfather to me?
Well, first, you know, your dad, who I love very dearly and have always been in contact with, he just didn't want to tell you. I think he was just very upset that I named him, you know, Greaser.
Oh, yeah. I think he's sort of learned to accept it, and he goes, okay.
He does, but the problem was he knew that that was a point of embarrassment for himself and wanted to pass that burden on to you, which is why he named you... that's why he named you Grock. And
my dad didn't name me Grock.
What?
No.
What does he tell
my
you?
My name's Alan. Oh. I think, is my dad just like lying to both of us?
I think he's mostly lying to you. Well, maybe.
Well, he told you my name was Alan. What else did he tell you about me?
Well, he told me that you had a sixth leg.
A sixth leg. Yes. And you believed him?
Of course.
Why would you believe that?
Well,
a sixth leg, that means that I have to have a fifth leg.
Well, and I said I could love you up until the fifth.
And then you left my life because my dad said I had six legs and you believed him?
I'm losing this one. I'm sorry, man. This one was just not going anywhere.
I was really excited by it.
Oh, really? All right.
Dude, yeah.
All right, so let's go back. We can go back to it. The sixth leg was just too much.
So you...
I said I only have enough room in my heart for five limbs.
Is that something you've said your whole life?
My whole life.
I wonder if my dad knew that, and because he didn't want you around, he told you that so you would leave me.
That is an interesting theory.
That would explain why he didn't want me to see you, too.
Well, I was just so embarrassed.
I don't know that my dad likes you.
Well, he might not like you either.
He spends a lot of time with me. Oh. Name me Alan.
I'm telling you, I think you might be wrong. Your birth certificate said Grock.
Hey, here's your mail, Alan.
Tommy, you know this guy?
Yeah. Alan, he comes here all the time.
This is my grandson.
Yeah, I come here all the time.
So you knew Tommy and you still had to ask if it was inconsiderate to buy a glass of milk?
For some reason, I wanted you to think this is my first time here.
Did you want to spare me the embarrassment?
No, I just like lying.
The genetics have passed.
Holy shit. Are we all just a bunch of filthy liars?
We might be a bunch of liars from Texas.
Wait, did my dad really say I had six legs and that's why you weren't around?
No, I just
you
didn't
want to. You motherfucker!
I just wasn't interested in grandfathering.
Oh my God.
I just had no time for it. I was trying to enjoy retirement and then I left. And then I had to go get a job and it was like I never retired in the first place.
Yeah, but you didn't have to deal with my ass.
You're not wrong about that.
Bunch of fucking filthy liars.
Well, hey, you know what? I think that's good for us. I think that's what keeps us close to each other.
Yeah.
Even when we don't realize it.
Hey, Tommy, I'm not paying for this.
God.
No, I'm kidding. I'm just lying.
I'm not going to pay for mine.
I think he's lying, too.
No, I'm serious.
No, you got to pay Tommy.
I'm going to pay Tommy.
Okay, you're lying. Unless you're lying to me right now,
I might be lying. Who's telling who? You know, I mean, I'm sorry. Sometimes I tell.
No, you do a little voice. I do that, too. You're my grandpa, for sure.
You're definitely my grandson. I watched you being born.
I don't believe you.
I wasn't there.
All right, well,
we're just, you know, our last name is Liar, so.
Yeah, Alan Liar.
I'm Grandpa Liar. I was always born to be a grandpa, and I'm running away from my fate.
Oh.
Can't go home again.
Yeah. a bunch of liars.
Can't go home again.
It's a whole family of liars.
Can't go home again.
Everybody is lying now.
Can't go home again.
There is no honesty in my home.
Yo, all right. So one of those sketches will make the cut. I'm confident. We did three. Oh, that's right. We did three of those sketches. One of them you just heard. The other two, the only way to hear them is in the Discord.
That's right.
Get in the Discord. There's a channel there called Sketches That Didn't Work or something like that. We'll throw all those up with video.
Oh, yeah.
And you can hear what we did. Mike, I fucking need some tunes to be taken out on. Goddamn yes. Yo!
Yay!
Fuck! Michael, that was great!
You really?
Yeah!
Shut dude. The fuck up, man!
Nah, dude, that was wonderful!
I can never tell.
Yeah!